This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are visiting with Chief Executive Officer of MedCircle, Dr. Kapil Gupta. Dr. Gupta has engineered the successful build-out of the launch of MedCircle, the first ever digital network for health education designed to provide personalized health information for consumers. Dr. Gupta, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks a lot for having me. Thanks for the opportunity.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So if you would, for starters, tell us about MedCircle. It seems to be part health information, part social network, and part a platform for practitioners to better engage with their patients. How would you describe it best?
So Eric, as you just said, it is a combination of everything that you just stated. So in recent times, you've noticed, and all of us know, that social media, social networks have really changed how information and content is distributed and consumed, but it was never able to be utilized in medicine. So we have taken the principles of social media, social networking to efficiently get health information to the consumers. On top of that, social media has not been adopted by healthcare providers to distribute content to patients and their family members. So on MedCircle, they can really pick good content, good information, and distribute it to the patients' family members in a one-to-many fashion. And it makes it a very simple process for practitioners, and it's an easy process for consumers to get health information.
And thanks for clarifying. Now, what was the impetus for MedCircle? Why did you create it, and was there a certain issue you wanted to address with it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've been practicing medicine, and one of the problems that I noticed in my practice was the patients and family members, they will go out and search for health information, and they face two problems. Either they were not sure the information that they're getting is from a trusted source or not, and lots of times they would not even make an effort to search for information. And when I would see that on an everyday basis, I realized that there is a need for a better way of getting information to these people who are looking for this good health information. On top of that, one of our co-founders, Mr. Doug Colbert, he started a clinic in Chicago, and the providers there realized that the providers as such do not have a platform where they can deliver the health information to their patients and family members. So when me and Doug first met, we started discussing this problem that we want to solve for both consumers and healthcare providers. And that was the time when we said we need to create MedCircle and solve this problem of health information.
Dr. Gupta, how has the response been so far? What are those coming to the site saying about MedCircle?
No, I think the response has been more like very, very promising and exciting than when I speak to people who have seen it. Because when people come on MedCircle and they select a topic, the information that comes in front of them, I've gotten statements like, I would have never come across this information. And they basically said they would have not known where to go to find that. So just that simple statement really is very positive that at least we are finding information in this World Wide Web, which is valuable to the end user. And we just want to continue to build on that as we go forward.
One very interesting feature of MedCircle is the ability for people to share their health experiences with others in sort of a social media way. Why is this a big part of the platform, and how does it make MedCircle different than others in the market?
So when we built this feature that how people can share their own experiences, this came to my mind when I was one time watching patients sitting in the waiting areas. So my patients who were waiting in the waiting areas, they would just tell each other their problems and how they are managing it. I said, if they're doing it in the real time, there must be a way that other patients can tell their story in a very credible fashion and share it with other people who want to learn from other people's experiences. So we want to digitize that process, and that was the genesis of what we call as patient stories / patient experiences. If someone suffers for something, they can write a small piece in which they tell other people who are suffering from that condition what they should know, how they manage themselves. And that just creates this loop of learning from each other. And I personally and our company strongly believes that people educating other people is a strong component of better healthcare.
Today we are joined by Dr. Kapil Gupta, the Chief Executive Officer of MedCircle, the first ever digital network for health education designed to provide personalized health information for consumers here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Gupta, there are a lot of online properties that have health information available, such as WebMD, to name one. MedCircle does too, but what makes yours different? A simple Google search can net a consumer a lot of information. What's your input and response to that?
I think that's a very, very great question, because as we continue to build MedCircle, we have seen the problems that are being faced, the problems people face when they're looking at Google searches. So one of the problems, if you focus on Google searches, most of an average user does not know what they find on Google is relevant to them or not, whether it is coming from a trusted source or not. So how we address that problem is each and every source we curate information from is reviewed by health experts. And only if we believe the source is trusted, that makes it on our platform. Now, if you compare us to other sites like WebMD, lots of these sites are very static site. Once the information goes in, you go the next day, you will have the same information on there, and it is only from one source. Our site actually brings sources from multiple different aspects and tags it to a certain topic, so it's a wide plethora of information at one place. Also, if you look at it, we have some other features where we just talked about patient stories. That is not there on WebMD. There are some pieces that we are building which we can discuss later on regarding how healthcare providers put information. So that circle of information from multiple sources makes us and differentiates us.
Excellent, and I would definitely say so as well. Healthcare practitioners can also be a part of the MedCircle platform. Can you explain how that works and why it benefits them?
Absolutely. So as I was mentioning in the beginning, one of the reasons we started MedCircle was one of the problems that I faced in my practice and one of the problems we noticed healthcare providers were having in this clinic in Chicago, that healthcare providers do not have a platform where they can create their own content, publish their own content, and specifically send it to the consumers who are interested in that information tag to a topic. Healthcare professional community has not adopted social media as a publishing platform because it is very generic. It has lots of information which is not value add for a consumer. So a healthcare practitioner can create an account on MedCircle, claim their profile, then they can start publishing on MedCircle. It is an out-of-the-box product. They don't have to do anything. They just claim their profile. They can invite their patients, family members, friends who are interested in a topic to follow them. So what that does is it creates a soft touch point between a healthcare practitioner and their patients and family members with minimal effort, but significant value add. So a patient can say, my provider continuously sends information on certain topics. So that entire process of a continuous dynamic education by healthcare provider adds value into the practitioner's practice, adds value into the patient and family members who want to learn from that practitioner.
I understand that you have partnerships with a number of healthcare organizations. How do they play into the MedCircle platform?
So healthcare organizations are part of this entire paradigm of healthcare education. What we believe is, if you look at the healthcare education at a very high level, who are the main stakeholders? The stakeholders are patients and their family members, healthcare practitioners, hospital systems, nonprofits who care about a health topic, and even insurance companies and payer systems. So what we believe is, all these organizations, whether it's a healthcare system, insurance companies, nonprofits, their core mission is to educate the consumer. So they also can create a profile. They can join MedCircle and start posting content, engaging with the consumer, educate the consumer. And the consumer then gets information from different components of all these stakeholders, which ultimately we believe will result in better health. So these healthcare organizations that we are partnering with, again, have a core mission of educating the consumer, patients, family members, and that's why MedCircle and partnership with these organizations is very valuable.
Definitely makes sense. So what's next for MedCircle?
So looking ahead, we are an early stage company. We want to get in front of as many people as we can. We want to deliver the content that we curate to as many people so we can help people finding the best and the latest information in a very easy fashion on their mobile, on the web. We want to partner with more healthcare providers. We are launching a feature known as Sessions, which is something where consumers can go ask questions from healthcare providers. So we just want to grow as much as possible, deliver the value to as many people as possible, and try to make people aware that there is an alternative to just doing a Google search and not knowing what you're getting. There is an alternative to better educate yourself when it comes to health.
I certainly think it's awesome what we have here through MedCircle. Thanks so much for coming out and introducing it to the audience and all the information around it. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final tip, or anything that you'd like to add on the way out?
Absolutely. I think the way I have always told my patients and I tell everyone, and that's the mission of the company, that if we continuously educate ourselves, and for that matter, whatever that is, our mission is health, that will lead us to better take care of our health. And that's what MedCircle's mission is, and that's what I will tell all our listeners today, that continuous education is key to success, and I hope that at MedCircle we can deliver that to everybody.
A fantastic vision, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today. Where can we get all the details on MedCircle?
Please visit MedCircle.com. You can download our app both on iOS and Android. Please type in MedCircle, and the first app that will come, please download it, create an account, select some topics, and you will have everything at fingertips.
Again, Dr. Gupta, it's been a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Pleasure.
We have been speaking with Dr. Kapil Gupta, the Chief Executive Officer of MedCircle, the first ever digital network for health education designed to provide personalized health information for consumers. And to get all the details and to learn more, visit MedCircle.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.